And tonight it was the news that the Youth Council Coordinator's post now has been reinstated till the end of March. I mean, that allows the Youth Council to meet almost immediately now to set their new plans in place. And I have to stress, Craig, though it is to the end of March, so it also allows 4 months for the Council to find a more permanent solution to ensure the effective coordination of the Youth Council on a permanent basis.
And how would the Council go about doing so? Where does the responsibility lie as we head beyond March?
Well, I mean, the Council has said from the outset, as has the HSE, that they're fully committed to the coordination of the Youth Council. So it's going to be, that's really an executive decision, Greg, is how they go about to handle that. So, I mean, they have 4 months now to be able to put effective coordination in place. I mean, they may have to look at other avenues. They have secured the funding for it. As I say, it's more of a contract issue, so it's really up to them to see how they go about to do that.
And you share the view that the Youth Council plays an important role, and it's imperative that it is maintained and supported into the long term.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this is the Youth Council. It's their youth that we're providing the service for. I mean, it's not just those who are elected to benefit from the Youth Council. It's their peers and all the schools. And, I mean, we're steady on about how much, you know, the facilities for the youth are under-resourced. And this is their voice at the table and all the decision-making in the county. So I think it's vital that they be there and their voices are heard. And I support it 100%.